Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If I were the Cavaliers. But you're tempting those basketball gods.
You are. You did yesterday.
Welcome back to Basket at Phelps. 216-474-0092, the number to join us.
Hey, just a quick thing. So it seems weird that the Guardians are playing at 11, right?
Yeah. Well, it's
Patriots Day, man.
Yeah, it's the big deal in Boston.
It is, but
they play a day baseball game, Boston Marathon.
Right, but I didn't realize Patriots Day was, I always thought it was just Massachusetts. Do you know it's more than that?
Oh, it's all of New England.
Oh, maybe. No, hey, it's even more than that. It's also
Wyoming.
This is weird. It's Massachusetts, Maine, Florida, Wisconsin, Connecticut, and North Dakota all celebrate Patriots Day.
All right, good for them.
Just so you know that.
Good for them.
Hey, you're a little bit smarter today for listening to Baskin and Phelps.
Thanks. When does that start?
When does what start?
When we get smarter.
Never. Think he's celebrating Patriots
I'm
Day?
I'm just saying, if I'm Jamal Mosley, head coach of the Magic, former Cavs assistant coach, man, I'm. It's in every guy's locker. It's everywhere I can put it. They blew the fourth quarter against the Hornets to face you. Whether it's true or not, I'm using it. Whether it's true or not, I'm going to use it. Right?
I would. It's a great motivator. Right. The fact of the matter is, we could all sit here and get really agitated, or just everyone starts thinking about everything that's going on with what they did yesterday. The regular season's over.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter anymore.
And this is where you are right now.
Yep.
If they lose, you're going to come back and say, why were you tempting fate in the last game of the regular season? If they win and keep moving on, no one's going to say a word. But they got to win two rounds now to say that, too.
Would you have preferred? Obviously, we didn't want the Heat. We didn't want the Sixers. That wouldn't have happened because the Knicks played it to the hilt and came back in overtime and beat the Bulls. So as it turns out, you would have had Indiana.
So do you think they're regretting what they did?
I don't think so. But you never know. Chris is in Chicago. Chris, how are you, buddy?
Guys. Hey, good to talk to you guys. By the way, real quick, Jeff, I'm going to buzz this by Andy for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Andy,
yeah.
Cleveland Coyotes has a better ring than Salt Lake City Coyotes.
Yeah, it does. It does. I don't know. I got to tell you, Salt Lake's hot right now, man. They're going to get teams. Salt Lake's going to get them. And by the way, I mean, they have the venue there. They don't have the football team there. So it's pretty – if you look at it, look at that Columbus model where you were looking at college athletics, Utah football's huge there. So we'll see what happens there.
Fair enough. Okay, fair enough. Hey, real quick question. You know, I think Pacers, Magic, either way, they're going to be tough series. And if it's against Orlando, I think the home court helps in both cases. But I did have a question about the one thing I don't like about JB. I'm not a big fan of his rotations, and I'm not the only one. Whatever happened to Tristan Thompson? Was the suspension, like, the reason he was suspended why he was great? Or, you know, now that he's back, and he was back for about, 10, 15, 20 games, like, he didn't seem like he got back in the games. I looked at the box score, and I didn't watch the game, of course, but last night's box score, he barely played. I mean, I thought he was awesome in the first half of the season. What say you? And then how's JB? Like I said, I'm not a big fan of his rotations. I don't know how he's going to do it in the playoffs. But those are my comments, you guys.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. If you're counting on Tristan to play big and important minutes, okay. I think you have better options. But I do think his veteran leadership can be very helpful to this team. And there might be times where he can help you on the floor. I don't think he's going to be the key to the Cavaliers winning a playoff series. So I understand the lack of minutes. He's played the end of his career is we've seen a serious reduction in playing time. That's okay. I mean, that happens. So I don't have an issue with him not playing a whole lot. And we'll see what JB does in the playoffs.
I kind of like him being around. I like the fact they were in L.A. and he was getting in somebody's face after the game. It seems like it was forever ago. But I kind of like his attitude.
The leadership's not a bad thing. And
yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I can't argue with it. Steven is in Amherst, home of those Steel Comets. Steven.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I can't stand the amount of flame our fans are giving the Cavs for making this move, if you want to call it a move. We knew before going into Charlotte that we were in fourth seat. Why would you try to jump a seat and then be unpredictable what opponent you have and have less time to prepare? It just makes no sense to me. I would have done the same thing. Rest the starters, coast through Charlotte, and watch the other games. This is chess, not checkers, right?
Right.
We got to get a favorable matchup. And the Magic haven't been to the playoffs in 3 years. You could say the same thing about the Pacers, but I'll take my odds after watching the Pacers game against the Magic. And I just think it's a great move. And it's not weak. It's strategic, right? And you knew before Charlotte that you were going to be in the playoffs in the fourth seed. You knew what your opponents were probably going to look like. I would have done the same thing, you know? I'm just sick of all the flame from all the fans and social media. Let's stop that, right? Like, it's not like the Lakers go to the play-in every year and end up in the finals with LeBron, right?
Steve, the one thing about it, Steve, and I'll agree with you on this. And, you know, I didn't want to see Philly. I didn't want to see Miami. My next choice would not have been to play Indiana. So if you're looking for the ideal matchup, the best possible matchup, I think Orlando's it. It's just the way it kind of came about. I think that, you know, if you believe in karma, if you believe in tempting the basketball gods, which of course is all nonsense, but it's, you know, sometimes can come back and bite you. That's it. But yeah. I agree with you. Orlando's the best matchup, and that's the matchup they have.
Yeah, but you had fourth seed. I mean, you knew you were going to have fourth seed. Win or lose, you could have still ended up back in fourth seed. You know, why play your starters? Why tempt fate that way?
Why'd you play them early on then, I wonder? You know, you
didn't. Oh, we had to get them some time. Jeff, they're giving some time off.
You didn't play the guards. So. Steven, thank you. You didn't play the guards. But, okay. Marie's in Willoughby. Marie. Hey, Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Okay. What's up?
Oh, I was just, you know, to piggyback on, you know, the last two callers, I do feel that the Magic is a better matchup because they're not, you know, playoff. They haven't been to the playoffs since forever. I can't even remember the last time they played in the playoffs, maybe when LeBron was in Miami. I mean, we played them in 2009 and lost and whatever. I mean, either way, the Philly Heat matchup, the Heat aren't going to lay down. So, you know, Boston might, if Philly loses, maybe Boston plays them in the first round and they end up losing and we have a better chance getting into that, you know, if we beat Orlando, because they're a tough team. But just a quick question. Had we won and the Knicks lost, we were tied, our records were tied. Doesn't the season series take the figure out the seed? So wouldn't we still be the three seed regardless of our record being tied?
According to everything I saw, Marie, had the Cavs won the game against Charlotte and had the Knicks lost, the Cavs would have been the two seed.
Really? So they take in consideration the Eastern Conference?
I don't know the tiebreaker. All I know is if they won, they would have been the two seed had the Knicks lost.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely would not have wanted to play the Heat. And with Joel Embiid, I don't know if he's 100%. So you have no idea what that. So I guess it did fall. I would have liked to see them win. You know, we would have won the division since 2018. But, you know, it is what it is, and we're in the playoffs, so that's all that matters.
Bring it on, Marie. You're absolutely right. Andy, division champ. Marie would have wanted that.
That's true.
I teed you up for your rant about a championship division banner.
Oh, of course. We have to have those. Those are great. Central. Yeah, I
know. There you go.
Oh, I have a lot of Central t-shirts from the 80s.
There you go.
So it's just too funny story. Well, first of all, just going back, you know, the last time Orlando was in the playoffs was 2020. They lost to the Bucks. They lost that series 4 games. Got knocked out in the first round. And then she brought up that series in 2009 where the Cavs.
Oh, don't say that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. It was awful.
How did we lose that series?
I'll tell you
that
how.
Was Dwight Kobe
Howard
LeBron.
And, Dwight Howard and Stan Van Gundy.
But that was Kobe. That should have been Kobe LeBron. That should have been. But that my favorite story, one of my favorite stories of all time came from that. Remember that? After they lost, I've told the story. I don't know if I should be telling it on the air, but I don't care. We were in the locker room after the game, and the team is completely depressed in Orlando that they lost this game. They got knocked out of the series.
This is the Wally story.
Yeah, and so LeBron is like beside himself, like, how did we lose this series? How did we get beat? And Wally Szczerbiak is standing in his locker on the other side of the locker, and there's like 5 or 6 reporters in there at the end of the game. And LeBron's sitting in his locker, and he's just kind of got his hands. I'm pretty sure his hands were over his face. He was trying to figure out what just happened. And then all of a sudden, you hear Wally Szczerbiak on the other side of the locker room going, Bron. Yes, Wally. BBQ, game one, finals, your house? And LeBron just shook his head and walked away. It was awesome.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'll never forget that.
Way to go, Wally. Not really what you wanted there. Bill's in Parma. Hi, Bill.
Hey, you guys. No, Wally was saying, what day do they send my check? It doesn't matter. Everything else doesn't matter.
BBQ, my house, man.
Yeah. Heck, if we win or lose, I want to eat. And when do they send my check? You know, I'm rooting for Orlando, of course. You know, this just shows you.
Wait. Why are you rooting for Orlando, of course?
Well, Andy, great having you back.
It's good to
great
be back, you. Bill. Thanks.
Yeah, you
almost
bet.
Went to Parma, Italy, by the way, just to say I've been to both Parmas. But I didn't. I didn't go.
Well, go. That's okay. Hey, but you know, I'm kind of like Tom Thibodeau. They asked Thibodeau. I mean, I saw New York play this weekend, 2 games. They fought like dogs on both those games. And afterwards, they said, why don't you rest these guys, Tom? He says, we don't rest on anything. And so that's the mindset of this, you know, we're going to fight like dogs through everything. And here's ours. Who can we play? How can we game this system? We don't want to play anybody tough. We want to kind of fool everybody so that maybe even the management or the ownership will let us have another year, because if we get beat in the first round, we may be gone because we didn't win as many games as we did last year. So in some ways, you know, and here, what bothers me the most is we go after Jontay Porter. Jontay Porter, for possibly, you know, not sure.
With the gambling and stuff.
And with gambling so much a part of the NBA, Jeff and Andy, you know, who knew that we weren't going to play those guys the fourth quarter? Who knew we were going to only score 14?
It's shady. It feels shady, right? The whole thing feels shady.
But the problem is, Andy, do you think the NBA, do you think they're going to take the heat off of Jontay Porter? Or do you think they're going to do a full-fledged investigation of the Cavaliers? Of course not.
No.
Of course not. And it reminds me of just this weekend, what bothers me the most is, on other stuff, you know, we're forced to like the Yankees. We're forced to like the Los Angeles Lakers.
President's on line one behind you.
I was watching that game, and it was close between L.A. and Memphis.
Bill, got to wrap it up. Might not like it, but you tempted the gods, and now you get the magic. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. Jeff Shadell, who covered the game yesterday, coming up at 11 o'clock.
Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.